Hey guys, if you're feeling like shit because of the constant relapses and shame and guilt of your porn addiction, then this video is just for you. And I'm gonna share a story of a guy that I am working with that went from being very, very shame ridden in his life because of his porn habit. And now he doesn't feel that anymore and he feels bright and happy. And so that's what this video is about. So let's get started. Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started. Howdy folks, Ben Uyama here. I quit porn more than 5 years ago now after it tormented me for most of my life, after getting married, after having kids, and even though I'm a man of faith and I have high standards and high moral values, and I make these videos just for guys like you who are trying to quit porn because I've been there and I've found myself outside the jungle, and so that's why I make these videos for you, so subscribe and like if that's you. Okay, so there's this guy that I started working with a number of months ago, and he joined our program. And what was interesting, which is actually very common for guys that I work with, is that he never told anybody about his porn habit. His entire life, he never told a single soul. He's 27 years old, and he never told anybody, right? He's close with his family, he has friends, he's just never told anyone about this. And the reason he joined us and he started working with him is because he feels like garbage, like a piece of shite all the time. And every time he does make mistakes and relapse and watch porn masturbate, it spirals out of control, and he feels more guilty and more shame to the point where he just is depressed constantly. He's always up and down about his emotions, right? So we started working together. And then after 6 weeks of meeting every week with this guy and checking in every day by text and by message about how are you doing today, what's your emotional state, what are your triggers, etc., and just peeling it back and giving him a place to just be free, to be honest. And I was the first person in his entire life, think about that for a second, that he ever told about this thing that was tormenting him for more than 10 years, and he never told a single soul. So during the course of the 6 weeks, he relapsed twice, okay? So he was going from relapsing pretty frequently, like all the time, spending hours and hours and hours of his time every day, 3, 4, 5 hours a day, kind of searching around the internet, relapsing, fantasizing, feeling like garbage, wasting so much time and energy on this. And then he joined, and then during the 6 week period, he had 2 relapses, okay? And the reason I'm sharing this is because the first time he had a relapse, he felt so ashamed. Like he just looked like totally went AWOL, and he just didn't communicate at all with me, even though we check in every single day to see how he's doing. He stopped communicating, right? I was like, okay, what's going on, brother? So we had our call, we talked, and it turned out that he'd spiraled out of control with shame and guilt, right? Just feeling like a piece of garbage. You know, you've been there, right? I've been there. And then we continued with our program. He got back on the saddle really quickly. He kind of got back on the horse. He kept climbing this mountain. And then another point, kind of maybe a few weeks after his first relapse, he had the same experience, right? And this was really interesting because he noticed in himself he didn't feel the shame, the guilt, the remorse, the torment of that relapse. And he came to our call and he was like, you know what? I made a mistake. I learned something from my mistake. I don't feel like a piece of garbage this time. And he was like, Ben, why is that? Tell me why. And so we peeled it back and I started asking him some questions, right? So I asked him honestly, like, what has been the most helpful thing? Because he went from, you know, acting out very frequently before he joined the program. And then after we started talking every week, he was feeling on top of his game all the time, right? And just happy, and he was bright, and I could see it in his eyes. Like I could see every time I saw him. He was just bright, happy, smiling, happy to see me and happy to have a conversation, right? And so I asked him, and I ask this every week to people, like, what has been helpful this week and what has not been helpful this week, so that you can learn from your experience. If you make a mistake, you can learn from it and apply what you've learned to your life moving forward. And that's progress and that's growth and that's how you recover long term, right? So he said, you know what? It's been talking to you, actually. It's been just having somebody to talk to you about this habit, because I've never talked about it with anybody my entire life. And I was like, bingo. That's it. So, in summary, the reason that this guy doesn't feel like shit anymore about who he is, even though he made a mistake, and he's been really, really good since then, by the way, he hasn't relapsed, it's because he eliminated the single thing that was causing him the most amount of pain in his life, which was shame. And shame can only exist in secrecy, and shame can only exist in the shadows. And when you eliminate the shadows, you eliminate the shame. And the only and fastest way to eliminate shame is what? Letting out in the open, is shedding light on it, is telling somebody about it. The right person, not anybody, not, I'm not telling you guys to post on Twitter or Facebook or wherever about your habit, but telling somebody about it. And the reason that he was spiraling out of control is because this was the greatest roadblock, the single biggest knot in his system. The roadblock was, I'm a piece of garbage. I'm not worthy of love and grace and acceptance. I've got nothing. I'm an unconfident person. And as soon as he eliminated that shame in himself, he was able to see success because he addressed the single thing that was causing him the most amount of stress and anxiety in his life, which was shame and guilt. Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way, and it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks, back to the show. So this is why, guys, I always say there's always usually one single stressor, a stressor in your life that is causing you the most amount of anxiety and pain, that's causing you to want to escape life, whether that's a relationship, whether that's an emotion like stress, like anxiety, like depression, whether that's your career, whether that's something. And for this guy, it was clearly that it was the shame itself that was causing him to go back to porn and masturbation. When he got rid of the shame by talking to somebody, talking with me every week, he realized, subconsciously he realized, wow, like, yes, I make mistakes. Yes, I'm not perfect. But at the end of the day, when I talk with Ben, I feel acceptance. I feel loved. I feel forgiven. I feel grace. And that's really the only thing that I can provide, guys, is, you know, if people make mistakes, whatever, if you guys make mistakes, relapse, don't apologize. Don't say, sorry, I made a mistake. I hope to God that the only thing you feel when you make a mistake is, I hope you know that you're still loved and you're still accepted and you're still worthy of grace and forgiveness. And that's the only thing I can provide, because that's all I've ever received in regards to my habit, my porn addiction. I've only ever received love and grace from my wife, from God. And the only thing I can give is to pass on that grace and acceptance that I've received. And what I found is that when you have a conversation with someone and you realize that, first of all, I'm not the only one. Second of all, I'm not a piece of shit. I'm actually human, and this is a pretty prevalent problem. Number three, that it's actually a good thing that you're getting help, and you should be proud of yourself for getting help, not for having a habit, but you should be proud of yourself that you're actually willing to do something about this. And number four, when you talk with someone, you realize that you didn't need to be ashamed. You didn't need to have guilt. And the shame and guilt is fundamentally what is causing you to be blocked from seeing success long term. Is because it's an emotion that's, your brain is constantly trying to trick you and to self-sabotage you to going back to the habit, right? Because when your brain says, you know what, you're a piece of shit, you're a piece of garbage, how dare you? How dare you watch porn and masturbate again? Don't you know how bad this is? That's what your brain says. And then your brain says, you know what would fix this issue of feeling like shit? More porn, more masturbation, right? Sorry for the language, guys. I just need to clarify this point. And that's usually the self-talk that happens. It's a lot of language, it's a lot of cursing, it's a lot of cursing yourself out, but it doesn't help, all right? Anyways, I hope this video is helpful for you guys. If it is, let me know in the comments. If you want more videos like this, like the video, because no one will know that you liked it. Love you all. Do subscribe, check out other videos on this channel that I make just for you guys. Take care. Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life, and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck, because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact 3-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.